Welcome to another Walking the Dog Boo. When a man is taken outside by his dog, a man who has fallen asleep in front of the television and has woken up at a quarter to midnight and discovered that the whole house is quiet. Oh yes. Welcome to a Saturday evening, just before Sunday morning. Glenmire, Cork, and in the distance I can hear a hound baying, a dog barking in other words, and off we go around the estate. Little Rocky, Cotton de Tully, our dog, sprightly, springing his step, and me just coming along for the ride. Yep, I'm only just awake. Just fell asleep. That's what a little glass of the red stuff will do for you. Now we have a huge stone here. Yes, a fine piece of masonry that the dog has made his mark against. There won't be anybody out here at this time of night. And by the time we finish this recording, I'll have turned back from being at a ball in mid-lad rags to my poor old Cinderella self. So there we are. Good evening. Again, there's a cloud covering tonight. It's chilly as well. Oh, the dog just stopped up against a small square metal box. Again, did his business. Now we're now passing one of my good friends in the neighbourhood's house. And I tell you, I can see the light on in their front room upstairs. So, maybe they're not gone to sleep yet. But I certainly don't want them to catch me walking past their house, recording into my fist. I'm now being held up here as the dog does a deep sniff. He's doing a deep sniff here, and if I get him at the right time, he'll just leave off, and if I don't get him at the right time, he'll pull me backwards. You know, small dog, I could easily yank him by the neck, and he wouldn't have the strength to resist me, but he knows that one of these humanitarian animalarians. Oh, look, come on. It says danger, keep away from there, Rocky, and any old excuse. Come on, let's go. Let's go. I'm now breaking into a sweat as I pound my way along as if I were in one of these 56 kilometer long walks that you see people doing in order to win some sort of prize. Oh, the Olympics. That takes me on to the Olympics. Oh, yes, there'll be a huge 2012 will be Olympic year. And for those of you who aren't interested in the Olympics, well, actually, I don't know why I was talking about those of you who aren't interested in the Olympics. There's no such thing as people who aren't interested in the Olympics. Or else those of you who aren't interested in the Olympics belong to an exclusive club of which I would never be a member. Oh dear, we walked straight into a flicker. Somebody has left a flicker out on the pavement, just in a place that a half groggy driver in the morning, tomorrow morning, unable to see out of their windscreen, not having yet fully defrosted it, would drive. Oh, yes. Oh, I see. I see a child's bedroom, and there are something like five posters on the wall of people, none of whom I recognise. Oh, it is one of those nights. It's probably just exactly now. It's probably midnight, middle of the passing from one day to another. Oh yes, it's we're really in the middle. This is a rite of passage, Boo, when the dog and his owner move from one phase of their existence to the next, full of ritual, full of spice, full of delight. And now we're right down near the Doberman and the Bull Mastiff's house, and you can see that these fierce dogs have been well trained, because there isn't a sound down here. Come on, Rocky. Say hello to the wall. Yeah, well, intelligent dog, you. You have zero interest in the wall now, and your tail is up. And I imagine you were fast asleep, as I was. While I was asleep, you were asleep. But I can't tell that for sure. He's now sniffing around a Corsa. Yeah, he's. I see a Corsa in front of me, an 07 Corsa, and it's been given a good sniff. And a Hebe is being given a good shower. I'm talking, in that case, of a tiny little Hebe in a pot. Pot being sunken into a collection of gravel. Come on. So, are you out there with your dog having a walk right now? I guess I can go back home after we get back and do a bit of a search on Twitter and see who's out there. Recording. Oh God. Oh, I do be impatient sometimes. Yep, and I suppose. Oh yeah. The reason I'm just, it's all stop start, is that I'm being given a stop start experience by the dog, who seems to be getting about 20 yards at the most, and sometimes 3 yards, before he decides that he must, you know, shove his nose into something, and then do the things that dogs do, before allowing me to walk him on. It's important. Oh, nearly ran into the flicker again. Aren't flickers wonderful? Now, there never were any flickers when I was growing up. And you kind of wonder how anyone invented them. There were three-wheel bicycles. I suppose you could say might have been modelled on one of those. It probably was modelled on a two-wheel scooter, or whatever you, but a three-wheeler, where you can, you know, if you wiggle your bum from side to side, the flicker will go from side to side, and you'll get, if you have some traction, you'll move forward. Yep. Those of you who have been out on your own flickers today will be smiling and thinking, here's a man who hasn't been on his flicker recently, can hardly describe what being on Flickr is like. Now, Flickr has a place that you can put both of your legs, or you can put two of your legs at least, on, and you hold on to it like in the front, like as if you had a straight bicycle handlebars. And you very seldom get a straight bicycle handlebars anymore, ever. I'm now outside the house of somebody who I think works in an institution. Works in a prison. I forget, actually. But he's a very nice man, anyway. And he often plays with his kids in the back, and the kids kick the ball over the wall and lands in our house. And that reminds me of all the people into whose houses we used to kick balls as kids. And how there was always one who was awful about that. And I have a memory of, don't know if this really ever happened, of a man in a vest coming through a group of bushes with a golf club raised above his head, and terrifying the life out of me as I jumped back over the wall out of his house. And he was macabre. And it probably didn't happen like that. That was probably a variation on a theme. Now, in this light, which is terrible, coming from this street light, the flowers on the bush are very, very pale. Probably pink during the day, but at night they're almost white. Okay, it's windless. It's a windless night. And I'm passing another house, which reminds me that I haven't got a babysitter for next Friday. Or indeed even next Saturday night. So, and that's very unusual. To be even contemplating the idea of going out on two consecutive nights. This is probably the time of the year when that's likely to happen, leading up to Christmas. Little gatherings, huddles you could call them, in houses, when people are having little groups of friends over to see them. Anyway, it's lovely to be invited. If any of you ever feel like inviting me, just go ahead. I, even if I can't come, I'd be really thrilled to have got the invitation. Okay, enough said. It's time. The probably ran out of iPhone battery. There was 11% on when I left the house. God knows how much is left now. So, look, I wish you a very good evening. Good night. If you're asleep, I hope that you're being regenerated as we speak. Okay, a very good night. Bye-bye.